This is the Community Forum on AM 1440. It's time for the Holly Hill Health Hour with Jim Wilk. Talk live on WNPV by calling 215-855-8211, 215-723-2116, or toll free at 1-800-355-WNPV.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. Thank you. I did not write in here. You got the story right. I did not write in here on my bicycle today. I hit the guy on the bicycle I was driving in, and now he's not wearing anything. But thank you, Jeff, for that introduction there. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness. Well, what are we, in January here already? Goodness gracious. We got thank you for listening, of course. I appreciate that. We appreciate that at the store here. You know, this is education. It's all about that. And I continuously learn. So this is cool. It keeps my brain active here. And there's always new things coming out. So I'm just really glad to be a kind of a liaison from the experts I have on here to you guys out there. So it's awesome. And today's no exception. We have Jerry Angelini. And Jerry's he's been on the show, I guess, for maybe about 8 or 9 years. He's been doing the show with us every few years. And he's an integrative practitioner, and he has training in psychiatric and chronic illness rehabilitation. And he is the Host Defense Education Director. And Host Defense is the premier mushroom company out there. And, you know, every time I have him on, I usually talk to Jerry. He says, you know, people still don't really know much about the medicinal mushrooms and how they can help. And I have to say, you know, how we this year or this past year or so, there seems to be a real upswing in people coming in about mushrooms. So I'm glad it's finally starting to rain on people how important this this subject is. This summer I went mushroom hunting up in our area here. You know, Pennsylvania is known for their mushrooms, and went with a bunch of people who were picking morels, and because they grow wild, and they're really a culinary type of a mushroom that's a lot of expensive restaurants use, so they have to get them wild and things. And of course, out of 20 people on the thing, I'm the only one that didn't find one. I was useless there. I told mushroom jokes. That's about it. But everybody else found one. But we cooked it up, and it was really good. And it was exciting, and I'm just so glad. And Host Defense is Paul Stamets is the owner of the company, and he's probably, you know, the leading mycologist in the world there, and you've probably seen him on TED Talks. He was recently on Joe Rogan, which was a great show too with him, and talking about the bees and things like that. So what's going on out there? But he's and Jerry's been working with him for many, many years. So I'm going to be talking about mushrooms. This is a good time of year, right? This is the I like to have shows on. Next week we're doing Sovereign Silver. I like shows that help with the immune system. This is the time of year that people get sick, and they get lax about keeping their health. So preventatively, the mushrooms are fantastic, and also the silver next week. So this is really good that we're doing a show today. So he'll be on in just a little bit. What's going on? We got housekeeping here. Newspapers, right? You know, some people like to see our $7 coupons and what we have on sale. And that came out in the Reporter yesterday and the Inquirer yesterday. So you still got the paper hanging around. Check out our New Year Healthier You. You got 30 to 60% off some of our best-selling products. You got the Garden of Life Doctor Formulated Probiotics on sale. They're 40%. These are all off suggested retail. Of course, Prevagen is our perennial product that we sell at the store. We're one of the first stores to carry that. You know, you see it in the drugstores, but I think we beat their prices out there, and it's a great item. Ester C double packs, so you're getting one buy one, get one free. A lot of good products out there. Ubiquinol from the Solgar. Natural Factors, anti-V formula. So a lot of good stuff. The new Garden of Life collagen with the CBD. So, you know, come and check out the paper there. What else? We got demos going on as we speak. We have Guna there. We've got to get Guna on the phone one of these days. Guna Incorporated, pretty good. They blend like homeopathic and herbal formulas, and they got a great flu formula. Guna flu formula is very, very effective, and they have one for tonsils and viruses and stuff. So if you want to check out Guna, come in, and we have it up at the, near the register there. They're a biopharmaceutical company. They're an Italian company. Been doing stuff for a while now, and they're just getting into the American market there. So G-U-N-A, Guna. It's pretty cool. What else we got? Tomorrow, so that's going on 11 to 2. On Saturday, we have Nordic. They're 25% off, folks, off the suggested retail. That's 12 to 3 tomorrow demo on Saturday. And we got our own Dr. Phil Pappas. He's doing a lecture on February 1st, which is a Saturday. And it's going to be at 11 to 12:30 p.m. And it's a lecture on natural approaches to ADD and ADHD. And Dr. Phil has been doing this a long time. He's our resident doctor of nutrition at the store. He's got a free test there, too, so to help identify learning problems. So he'll talk about supplements that can do help with focusing and concentration, and I think some of the mushrooms we'll be talking about today do that, and all these non-drug interventions. And you'll be getting an extra 10% discount on the ADD and ADHD products he mentions at the lecture there, so even the lowest price sale items. So, Dr. Pappas, he was the former program director of the Abington Stress Management Center and the Abington ADD program, too. And he's trained in psychotherapy and certified in biofeedback and neurofeedback and personal fitness training. So we're really happy to have him on board at the store there. But call the store, 215-361-7770. And remember, you can always go to hollyhillvitamins.com. We'll probably have something there mentioning it. So that's going on. Some new products. You guys, I'm kind of keto friendly. That's kind of my diet, kind of a Mediterranean keto. You're hearing about this keto, the low carb. That's my little thing there that I like to do. So we got some new keto products in. We just got a new pasta and lasagna in. And there's only one ingredient, heart of palm. Heart of palm. It's not a song, Jeff. it's actually something. It tastes just like spaghetti, folks. It's really cool. Open it up, throw it in the pan, heat it up for 5 minutes, you got it. And it's the closest thing to real pasta that I've had. And a little sauce on it, and you feel like you're having a spaghetti dinner there. So we just got that in. And we have, of course, our Keto and Company that makes the best fudge brownies in the world. My weakness right now. So that's good. And it has like 1 gram of carbs in there, 1.8 grams of carbs or something like that. So it's really low and kind of guilt-free. And it's got, they have muffins and shortbread cookies and waffles. That's my next thing, to make the shortbread cookies. So that's at the store. We also got Restorative Botanicals, which have fantastic CBD gummies. And we just got in their hemp Peruvian coffee, which I have occasionally, which is excellent with the CBD in there. So that's delicious. Also, Dr. Mercola, we got his, I think they're going to be coming on another show again. Just got in, we talked about these things on the show, but we just got in the fermented, biodynamic, olive oil and olive spreads and black garlic. Pretty cool. The biodynamics is really, really interesting. It goes a little beyond organic there. And, the 50% of the livestock feed must be grown on the farm. 10% of the farm acreage must be set aside for biodiversity. It goes a little bit beyond organic, in my opinion. And if you can find companies that are doing things that are certified biodynamic, that's pretty cool. And it really helps the environment, too. So all these products are grown that way. So very tasty. And the pasta sauces that they have and things, different flavors, and olive oil. So, come and check those out as well. What else? I think that's going to do it. So let's go to a quick break. One last thing we got for, Valentine's coming up, folks. So we got this Muah. I think that's how you pronounce it. M-U-A-H. And it's from a company called Flor d'Amour. And these wonderful chocolates, organic chocolates from Mexico. And they have some Damiana in there, which is a pretty cool herb. And it's a very, Damiana has a history of, folklore and everything for as being an aphrodisiac and a fertility treatments and it helps with euphoria and supposedly opens the heart up. So we have their mist and we have their massage oil, but their chocolates are excellent too. This would be a cool little gift there. Just had a little bit of honey in there. It's only 40 calories per mua, M-U-A-H. So you can check that out at the store too. I don't think I've had one yet. Maybe I have. I don't remember. But it'd be a nice little gift there for the holidays there. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with Jerry Angelini. We're going to talk mushrooms. You're going to learn a lot today. Be right back.
Looking to strengthen your natural immunity? Host Defense is a line of truly certified organic medicinal mushrooms that have a number of health benefits. Each mushroom species is collected by Paul Stamets, the world's leading mycologist and author on mushrooms. Paul Stamets collects each species in the old growth forest of the Pacific Northwest, and each species is sustainably and ecologically harvested. The ecosystem and its mushrooms remain intact and unharmed. Learn more about this process and the health benefits of mushrooms online at hostdefense.com. You can find most Host Defense products at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Call 215-361-7770 and order by phone or visit their website, hollyhillvitamins.com. Host Defense products are not used to treat, cure, or mitigate any disease. If you have a serious health concern, please consult your doctor and or qualified health practitioner. A healthy new year starts at Holly Hill Health Foods. Enjoy savings on selected bestsellers that protect against the cold and flu season. For example, taking one dose of Guna Homeopathy Complex per week helps build immunity and protects your body from the symptoms of the common cold and flu virus. Other preventative helpers and immune boosters include echinacea, elderberry, zinc, mushrooms, and probiotics at savings up to 70% off. During your visit, ask about our large selection of CBD products. Most are third-party tested for purity, and you can sample our new Holly Hill brand CBD products that may help with stress, sleep, inflammation, and pain. Meet our professional staff. At Holly Hill, we offer blood tests, free consultations, body composition analysis, blood pressure testing, cytoscans, hair analysis, and much more. Happy New Year from all of us at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Online, hollyhillvitamins.com. All discounts are off MSRP.
WNPV AM 1440.
Oh, gather in the mushrooms, put them in a pot, pop them in the oven, and serve them piping hot.
Yeah!
To make yourself more beautiful.
That's great. And we are back. And we have Mr. Jerry Angelini on the phone. Welcome, Jerry.
How you doing, Jim?
Good, my friend. Let me just reintroduce you. Jerry is an integrative practitioner. He's got training in psychiatric and chronic illness rehabilitation, and he is the Host Defense Education Director for many years now. Graduate degrees from Boston University, also had traditional Chinese medicine herbalism, Ayurveda, Western clinical herbalism, so he's all versed in that too. And he lectures all over in other countries. Wow, Canada, Dubai, Croatia, Scandinavia. They haven't caught him yet, so he's traveling the world.
You're right.
So, Jerry, what do you think, man? I couldn't find a morel to if I fell over one, I wouldn't know. And everybody else around me is finding morels all over the place.
You know, it's interesting. Like, the eye, it picks out certain things.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just one of those. It's one of those things. Like, I can walk around in a field forever, and I'll see certain herbs and whatnot, and other people will see, oh wow, look at that. I'm like, where? You know, and I'm looking up, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, where is it? I can't see it. You know?
Yeah. I was the guy going, watch out for that snake. Watch out for that bear. You know,
so, yeah, exactly.
I was useful there, you know, in a sense.
Even, well, you know, someone's got to keep everyone else.
Right. Safe, in fact, I told them I scared them all away. So they said, where are they? I said, I scared them away for you. So now they invite me all the time. But those morels are delicious. Oh, my gosh.
They're excellent.
Excellent.
Right?
Yeah. If you guys ever see it on the menu, please scoop them up. So, Well, here we are. And I don't know if you heard in the beginning, but I see this, like, is the word upclick or something that people are, you used to have to explain mushrooms to people if they come in. Oh, you ever heard about taking medicinal mushrooms? In the last year or two, people are coming in asking about medicinal mushrooms. They say, yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think it's finally getting out there, because I know it's been a struggle for that mushroom industry. It's just not your vitamin C, you know, it's not your right. CBD, you know, like that.
Yeah, it isn't.
So,
I think we finally hit the 100th monkey on this one.
Oh, good reference.
Right?
Go ahead.
Well, you know, the 100th monkey is, it's a little bit long to talk about, but basically, you've got to build up a certain number of people using something before it kind of like tips the scale, and then all of a sudden it's this mass awareness that occurs. And, you know, part of it's just, you know, one person telling another person, oh, I got so sick the other day and I took this stuff and it was really helpful. And, you know, it takes some time to really kind of settle into our mycophobic society, you know, because right. everyone's like, oh, mushrooms, I don't like the way they taste, or I don't like the way they feel in my mouth, or,
yeah,
you know, I don't, you know, they're poisonous, or, you know,
right.
we have all these like myths in this country about mushrooms, where if you go to like Europe, like especially Eastern Europe, people go out and they hunt their mushrooms all the time.
Yeah. Is it kind of rare that someone dies from a mushroom? I've heard some people may get sick or something, or they don't feel well, but I think that's a rarity, isn't it? It's like a shark bite type of a thing.
Oh, yeah, it's really rare. I mean, I wouldn't suggest you go out and start picking mushrooms without a field guide and without someone who knows what they're doing.
Right.
Because there are some seriously toxic mushrooms out there, just like there's some seriously poisonous plants.
Right.
You don't just go out into a field and start eating anything that's green, you know?
Right.
You gotta know what you're doing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, until you're, like, hook up with, like, a local mycological society, and
yeah.
they're all over the place, especially in the Northeast, because mushrooms are all over there, because it's a temperate forest and there's lots of water, and it's a great place to access mushrooms. But, you know, the local mycological societies they're amazing resources if you want to do something like that. And until then, you know, you can get like shiitakes and anokotake, and you can get lion's mane in some places now because of all the research that's going on with lion's mane
and know.
Brain health.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, there are ways to get at it and to get at the mushrooms without having to put yourself in danger.
True. Yeah, that's true. And you're right. That it's funny you said lion's mane, because that's what a lot of people are asking about. But I think the whole dementia and Alzheimer's scare is really it's not even a scare. It's a reality. It's happening.
Yeah.
And or we're just more cognizant of it now. So as people get older, they're really concerned about this, and the lion's mane has become. But we'll get into that. When I was fascinating when I was reading in some of your fantastic literature that you guys have and that we have at the store there, you know how primordial, how even the DNA stuff. I'd love you to talk over quickly on that. How mushrooms are so integrated into our lives from the beginning of time.
Yeah, so humans and mushrooms share about 55% of the same DNA. And it's kind of cool. So when you think about the tree of life and the different kingdoms of plants and animals, you've got kingdom plantae, which is all of your plants, kingdom fungi, so it's its own separate kingdom, and then you have kingdom animalia, and that's all of us animals, including the human animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And plants and humans share about 33% of the same DNA, but we're much more closely related to fungi as far as kingdoms go.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like this overlap. They're like a bridge between the plant kingdom and the animal kingdom, because mushrooms do have a root structure. We call that mycelium. It's not roots, because in plants, roots are passive in terms of their absorption process. With mushrooms, the mycelium is active. Those mushrooms secrete digestive enzymes, and they secrete immune complexes, and they secrete sensing compounds so that they can remain aware of their environment, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so they're this kind of like bridge, and there are in fact some things that really overlap between the animal kingdom and the fungi kingdom. But there's some significant differences too, right? So like we do all of that stuff, all of our enzymatic and immune stuff within our skin. And so we're within, we're self-contained. Fungi just do it everywhere. They're, those roots go out into the environment. They decompose the world around them. They turn it into topsoil. And we do it all inside of us. And that difference is actually what host defense really capitalizes on, because what we've done is we use that very biologically active root structure, the mycelium, and all of the things that that mycelium secretes into the world, and we capture that, we conserve it, and that's what the product actually is. So it's kind of this combination of the mycelium, all of its biological, and we call these mycelial exudates, but we're growing it on organic brown rice, and so it digests the rice and ferments it. It's like, so it's like eating a fermented food.
Right, right. Yeah.
And it's completely biologically changed the rice. We actually went into print in a peer-reviewed journal article in December, just a couple of weeks ago. And it shows the significant biological activity of the fermented rice and the mushroom mycelium. So you get two amazing products all in one.
Yeah, it's like a macrobiotic bonus there.
Yeah, it really is, totally. Yeah.
But that's awesome. And I'd be honest with you, folks, you know, we would really be take a couple of hours to go over each of their products and the benefits of it. So we're going to try to, you know, condense more of it here. But tell the people where this is grown and how Paul Stamets is involved in this too.
Yeah, so Paul Stamets, he's getting a lot of press lately because of his part in a new movie that's gone out. It's called Fantastic Fungi. And this is playing in, like, independent theaters around the country, actually around the world. And it talks about some of the stuff we don't do at Host Defense, which is the psilocybes and the psychedelic mushrooms. But aside from that, like, Paul Stamets has been a mycologist for over 40 years. He's discovered, I think it's six or seven species of mushrooms. He's written, I think he's up to seven or eight books now, and he's been growing mushrooms for the natural products industry for a good 15, 20 years.
Right.
And 10 years ago, he decided to go out on his own, and we've been growing these mushrooms up in Olympia, Washington area. So it's on the Olympic Peninsula in Washington State. And it's, everything is really self-contained. We do all of the tissue culturing. We don't actually wild harvest because there are too many problems that can occur when you wild harvest, with contamination, with like heavy metals, with pesticide drift, with you also get into the area of over-harvesting. I mean, if you think about, like, the literally, like, hundreds of thousands of kilos of mushrooms that we produce in a year, there wouldn't be any mushrooms in the world left, you know what I mean?
That's true,
so,
yeah.
You know, this concept of sustainable cultivation is a critical one when we're talking about the natural products industry.
Jerry, if the culinary mushrooms, because I like using shiitake and a few others and the portobello in my cooking, are you getting any benefit at all from that as far as medicinal, or is it really, you know, it tastes good, that's why I use it. I don't know if there's anything any attributes to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So they just came out with a demographic research study that was pretty well done, in fact, and it showed that if you eat mushrooms – three times a week, you have a significantly reduced probability of having cognitive decline as you age. And this is just like, it doesn't matter, white button mushroom, portobello mushroom, shiitake mushroom, enokitake mushroom. They didn't like control for the type of mushroom.
Right.
Just that you had, like, how many servings of mushrooms did you have this week? Did you have zero? Did you have one? Did you have two? Did you have three?
Right.
And they just, the research is very significant because there's a really particular compound found in mushrooms called ergothionine, which is a powerful antioxidant that's really quite protective for neurological tissue. So even if you just eat mushrooms 2 to 3 times a week, you're going to have some excellent protection for your neurological system, and it can potentially decrease cognitive issues as we get older.
You know, I think it's funny. I referenced when I was doing a little research on this, and I'll say it, but you know, the International Journal of Cancer came out with a Japanese study where they did with like almost 40,000 men and the reducing of prostate cancer among middle-aged and elderly Japanese. Same idea, taking the mushrooms a few days a week and things like that. It was very interesting. I love the Miyagi cohort study. I'm wondering what he was doing now these days.
Yeah, I know, Mr. Miyagi, right?
Right.
Yeah, so it's great. And then there's the immune perspective, like you're talking about,
right?
And how do we engage our immune support and make sure that immune system is functioning adequately? And I mean, in our world today, where we have these crazy super bugs and, you know, every year there's a different influenza virus that comes out that, you know, is the next scare on the TV, or there's some like crazy fever that's going around, and, you know, and then the incidence and prevalence of cancers and things of that nature. But also things like allergy, like the uptick in allergies,
right,
and autoimmune conditions. So I think in some ways we really are seeing a dysregulated immune response that's happening in our world today. And so when we put all of these things together, you know, when someone like spits out the word mushrooms, have more mushrooms, they're like, what?
Yeah,
I don't get it. You know, like, what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
There aren't just those little brown things that grow and you're like, ew, right?
Right.
But what we've actually found is, and is some of the function is specific to the host defense product, that they do, in fact, support really important immune cells. But the host defense products also engage what we would like to call the self checks and balances within our own system. And so, like, your immune system is like if you think about it like the furnace in your house, you set the furnace at a temperature and it keeps your house at a particular temperature. And this is exactly how the mushrooms at host defense work. They're like a thermostat and they help your immune system function at a particular level while also keeping it from getting too hot. So it keeps the fire burning, but it doesn't let your immune system run out of control.
Yeah, folks, I mean, they do it right. It's the one I always recommend. They're certified organic, obviously non-GMO. They're bee friendly too, which is, they got awards for that. I know Paul's very into the bees. I watched that whole Joe Rogan thing. It was fascinating. They're the best out there. They're the ones that lead the pack out there and lead the fields. You know what? I want to get into a few specifics here, you know, things for the immune system and stuff, but we got to take a quick break and we can, you know, discuss the individual ones there. All right, guys, we're going to be back in just a minute with Jerry Angelini and Host Defense.
Looking to strengthen your natural immunity? Host Defense is a line of truly certified organic medicinal mushrooms that have a number of health benefits. Each mushroom species is collected by Paul Stamets, the world's leading mycologist and author on mushrooms. Paul Stamets collects each species in the old growth forest of the Pacific Northwest, and each species is sustainably and ecologically harvested. The ecosystem and its mushrooms remain intact and unharmed. Learn more about this process and the health benefits of mushrooms online at hostdefense.com. You can find most Host Defense products at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Call 215-361-7770 and order by phone or visit their website, hollyhillvitamins.com. Host Defense products are not used to treat, cure, or mitigate any disease. If you have a serious health concern, please consult your doctor and or qualified health practitioner. A healthy new year starts at Holly Hill Health Foods. Enjoy savings on selected bestsellers that protect against the cold and flu season. For example, taking one dose of Guna Homeopathy Complex per week helps build immunity and protects your body from the symptoms of the common cold and flu virus. Other preventative helpers and immune boosters include echinacea, elderberry, zinc, mushrooms, and probiotics at savings up to 70% off. During your visit, ask about our large selection of CBD products. Most are third-party tested for purity, and you can sample our new Holly Hill brand CBD products that may help with stress, sleep, inflammation, and pain. Meet our professional staff. At Holly Hill, we offer blood tests, free consultations, body composition analysis, blood pressure testing, cytoscans, hair analysis, and much more. Happy New Year from all of us at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Online, hollyhillvitamins.com. All discounts are off MSRP.
WNPV AM 1440.
Mushrooms and medicine are beating blue cheese. Fungi grow in soil or compost are on trees. The hyphae are underground like roots of a plant. Mycelia can be large or as small as an ant.
There we go. That's it. You heard that one before, Jerry? No, that's all.
I haven't, but there's more and more of those things coming out. There
you
lately.
Go. That's going to be your new direction in your career here, I'll tell you.
Right.
And we're speaking with Jerry Angelini. He's the Host Defense Education Director there. Jerry, okay, it is the immune time of the year here that people get concerned about.
Right.
So what products is Host Defense? I know they make a long-range one, a more comprehensive one, a daily one. Let's go over those.
Yeah, so I think a great formula is the Stamets 7 formula for people that want to kind of make sure that their immune system is running at peak performance. And at the same time, you've got equal parts of 7 mushrooms that have a significant amount of research in how they impact in beneficial way other systems of your body.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got cordyceps that helps with like energy and muscle functioning, but also lung health. You got reishi that helps with adaptation and cardiovascular support. There's lion's mane that helps with cognitive functioning and memory. There's chaga, which is great for something that we call barrier tissue, so skin, intestinal tract, lungs. There's maitake that's great for that blood glucose level concern and supporting a healthy relationship with sugar. And then there's two other mushrooms, Agaricus blasii and Messima, that focus in on various aspects of the immune response as well. And so all those 7 mushrooms together, when you're, you know, taking like a gram, which is 2 capsules, you know, 2 grams or 3 grams a day, that'll really boost your immune response, and it's going to help pretty much everything else in your body function a little bit better too.
Right. And these things can be taken with your regular multivitamins and things, right? There's no contraindications.
Oh, yeah, they work really well with, like, herbs and supplements. Yeah, there's very few contraindications for the Host Defense product.
Mm. So that's good. The Stamets, which is the Paul Stamets last name, obviously, and number 7,
yeah,
more for daily things. So what happens if someone comes in with some real issues, though?
Yeah, that's the My Community, and it says comprehensive immune support on it. And that's what I like to call the big guns. It's got 17 mushrooms in it. It's a formula, so it's not equal parts. But that's what you want to use if you really want to kick it into high gear. And, you know, the label says to do like a gram a day, which is two capsules. And what I found is that if you really needed to like kick into high gear, you can do like 2, 3, even 4 grams a day. If you really want, if you're like really like you're out for the count, basically, and you just want to get your immune system functioning rapidly and really strongly, that's the one that you would do. And you can go a little heavier with that without a problem.
People
they've got it in liquid too.
Right.
And I like the liquid my community when I'm feeling under the weather because it, the liquid, it seems to be a little more rapid in its response. And I tend to feel less icky. Like I tend to feel less of the physical discomfort. When I'm using that. And I just use like a dropper full every hour. Like, cause, you know, oftentimes I'll be out on the road and I don't have time to get sick, you know, and I still have to function. I still have to get up and do lectures and talk to people. And, you know, I take care of my, you know, I don't shake a lot of hands if I'm not feeling well. And, you know, I keep a little bit of distance because I don't want to, you know, pass that along.
But sure.
I still have to function and I still have to lecture. So you know, that liquid can sometimes be super helpful with some of the physical discomfort around that.
And can you, you know, they do have the, so these are blends and I guess you're getting a little bit from each different mushroom because you guys make single mushrooms too. So the blends, how does one decide that?
So I think the blends are great for general support, or like the, my community, which is that comprehensive if I really need extra. But if I want to dial it in, say, I want to support my cognitive functioning and really work on like memory and, and just making sure that, you know, I you know, I'm not found outside wandering around somewhere, you know, that's when I focus in on the lion's mane. and I'll take like, I usually take about 2 grams of lion's mane a day because, again, I'm constantly, my brain is constantly on.
Right.
And I need to have that, like, mental focus and acuity. And this is where I use, like, the lion's mane, but also one of our Myka Botanicals products that's mushrooms and herbs together called Brain. And it does have lion's mane in it, but it also has 3 herbs, bacopa, gotukol, and ginkgo. And, you know, between the lion's mane and the brain formula, most of the time I'm pretty on.
You're doing okay today. I got to admit
that. Yeah, right.
No, it's important. That's pretty cool. And do people take, like, let's say the immune one, like the Stamets 7 or the My Community we're talking about, the Shield, can you take that a few times a day? And how about for children or, you know, young adults, things like that?
Yeah. So most of the mushrooms will build energy in your system over time. So I think the best time to take most of these mushroom products is the breakfast and lunch, maybe at like 5 p.m. if you're going to do a third amount. If you're like under the weather and you just want to support your immune system, you're going to take 2 capsules every couple, 3 hours as you go through the day. Most of the time, people don't have a problem sleeping when they're not feeling well, so that usually doesn't get in the way. But if you're taking the Stamets 7, or maybe you're taking one of our products that's called a Breathe, and that's Cordyceps, Reishi, and Chaga all together, 3 equal parts. If you take that at 9 p.m., you're going to be up for a while because that cordyceps can be quite activating and quite energizing. So you might want to take that at breakfast, at lunch. And then if you want a third capsule, you can take one maybe around 5 o'clock. But just realize that if you take some of these mushroom formulas later on in the evening, it may keep you awake. So definitely better in the morning and the earlier part of the day.
Well, I have to admit, I do take that cordyceps, try to, for my workouts after work around 5:30 or so. But I think I do enough so I do fall asleep okay. But it's not like a caffeine energy thing either, folks. It's just a really
very
nice
different
feeling. Yeah, very different there.
Yeah, and that's the great thing. Like, if you know you're going to go work out, you can take your cordyceps. And you're going to burn through that energy when you're doing your workout, and you're going to get a really nice, like, yeah, let's go work out. I'm feeling good today. You know, you get that energized, like, yeah, I'm bring it on. Let's do this, right?
That's me. Oh, that's funny.
In terms of age, yeah. I would say two and up, you know.
Okay.
There's no necessary, there's no real contraindication per se, but, you know, that baby has a developing digestive tract until about a year and a half. And, and you know, these are pretty complex in their makeup. And we just don't want to, like,
randomly
trigger anything with a little baby.
Right,
you know?
Of course.
But what we have found is that, you know, if mom is taking the lion's mane or the turkey tail or even the, you know, the maitake, that baby seems to benefit from it too. Now there's, you really got to work with your qualified healthcare practitioner around that because, there's no quote unquote safety data for pregnant and breastfeeding moms. But, we do get a lot of people who are just like, I wasn't doing well and I wanted to take my mushrooms. So I took my mushrooms and we're like, okay, you know, you're an adult, you can do what you want. And, you know, they're like, oh yeah, baby did really well with them too. And we're like, excellent. You know,
right.
So, but keep your eyes open. You don't just want to be cavalier about that kind of stuff.
No, keep your
eyes open.
Work with your local shaman there. Yeah, that's important.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, you guys just came out with powders recently, too, which is pretty cool. I don't think I've tried it yet, but that's what was the reason for that? It's just a different delivery method? Or
it is a different delivery method, but there were a lot of people that were asking for powders because they wanted to take more. So, you know, if you're taking 2 and 3, like even 3 grams a day, and if you're got a 60 count, that's 6 capsules. That's going to last you 10 days. That gets pretty expensive.
Yeah.
The powder, it comes in a 100-gram tub, a little container. And if you're doing 3 grams, that's 1 measured teaspoon. You're going to get a full month out of that tub, and it's going to cost you about the same as a 60-count cap.
Yeah, because I guess when you have a powder, just like you would make mushrooms at for dinner, you can probably put this in some of the food that you're making, too.
Anything you want.
Isn't that
something? You can put it in soup. You can put it in stew. You can put it in yogurt, your cereal, your oatmeal.
Awesome.
I think it's better, like, yogurt, oatmeal, morning. Like, start your day off with that teaspoon of, you know, whether it's the Stamet 7 or the Lion's Mane or the Reishi, do that in the morning because then your body is going to feed off of that energy that's created from the mushroom. I don't suggest you do that at night.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Right.
But some people, you know, they read the turkey tail article that Bastier and the University of Minnesota studied the host defense product in women who had undergone surgery, chemo, and radiation. And the host defense turkey tail strongly rebooted and engaged their immune response because we know radiation therapy and chemo can compromise your immune response. And the turkey tail, 2 weeks, had those immune systems back on board. And in 4 weeks, they were stronger than pre-treatment level. So, you know, and that was at 6 grams. So if you really want to do that to, like, get that immune system up and running, you can take a teaspoon of the turkey tail in the morning and then a teaspoon of the turkey tail maybe around 2 in the afternoon, you know, so morning and mid-afternoon. And that'll definitely keep that immune system, you know, functioning nice and strong.
I'm telling you, we only got a few minutes left. I can't believe it. Honestly, I could talk another hour on here, folks, and it's fascinating to me. Yeah, that turkey tail is, I think, you guys, in some of your literature says the most medically researched herb out there, best documented. It's just a fantastic thing. I'm so glad you did come out with the powders because it can get a little expensive if you're trying to help your health here. So anything you can do to save that's awesome. A couple of minutes left, Jerry, unfortunately, if you're allergic to mushrooms and things, do you have a problem with taking host defense or something?
Yeah, don't take these. Like, I mean, okay. It's a mushroom product. If you're allergic to mushrooms, avoid them.
Yeah.
If you're allergic to rice, you got to avoid it too.
Ah, interesting.
Because those proteins are are present. Rice is not a big allergy. Mushrooms are not a big allergy.
True.
But, you know, there's always one out there that comes in and they're like, you know, yeah, I'm allergic to mushrooms. Well, okay, we're going to avoid the mushroom category for you. And then you send them over to, like, echinacea and olive leaf. And, you know, there's a lot of other supportive substances, elderberry. You know, there's a lot of great stuff out there for people that can't take mushrooms.
Yeah. I just want to remind folks, too, that we're 10% off today, tomorrow, and Sunday for having Host Defense on the air. So it's a good time to try this stuff. They have a lot of great literature, too, folks. They really go into in-depth how everything is grown and the transparency of the company and their benefits to the environment that they're really strict about, too, how to help the environment, how not to hurt the environment, which I really applaud. You also can go to hostdefense.com. Is that the best website to go to, Jerry?
Yeah, hostdefense.com.
How about just learning about mushrooms in general? Is there some general ones that you can think of that will...
You know, Paul has a bunch of stuff on YouTube. I think I actually have a couple of things on YouTube. Some people have they've videotaped some lectures that I've given and they put them up on YouTube.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, you know, Paul Stamet, Jerry Angelini, and it's spelled just like it sounds, Angel, I-N-I. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things where there's all this information out on the intertubes, you know, and,
yeah,
you know,
that's
you can,
true.
There's a tremendous amount of good stuff. There's some questionable stuff. There's some bad stuff.
Right.
But, you know, we do all of our information is backed by research. It's scientifically validated. And we keep to the facts, which is really important.
Yeah. And you guys got some chocolate, too, out there, right?
Oh, my God. The chocolate rocks the house. It is like 70% cacao. It's got a full gram of our mushrooms per bar.
Mm-hmm.
We use coconut sugar, so it's a low glycemic index, and there's only, like, depending upon the flavor, it's either 5 to 8 grams of coconut sugar per bar.
Mm.
Super, super low sugar.
Mm.
And it tastes delicious.
Yeah.
So.
And at least that'll cure something, your desire for something good to eat.
You know, sometimes you have to have a little bit of fun. You know what I mean?
I'm telling you.
A little bit of enjoyment in our life.
Right,
and
right.
This is what I like to call guilt-free because the mushrooms and that really beautiful organic cacao really offset.
Good combo.
Like, you know. Yeah.
Jerry, thank you so much for being on, Guy. I appreciate it. Let's do it again next year. I think
for
it's been 2 years.
Always
a pleasure with me, too. All right. Take care, Jerry. Thanks, guys, for listening. Next week, Sovereign Silver. So keep your immune system going, all right? And thank you for listening, and thank you for coming to the store. Appreciate it.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of WNPV Lansdale.
Looking to strengthen your natural immunity? Host Defense is a line of truly certified organic medicinal mushrooms that have a number of health benefits. Each mushroom species is collected by Paul Stamets, the world's leading mycologist and author on mushrooms. Paul Stamets collects each species in the old growth forest of the Pacific Northwest, and each species is sustainably and ecologically harvested. The ecosystem and its mushrooms remain intact and unharmed. Learn more about this process and the health benefits of mushrooms online at hostdefense.com. You can find most Host Defense products at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Call 215-361-7770 and order by phone or visit their website, hollyhillvitamins.com. Host Defense products are not used to treat, cure, or mitigate any disease. If you have a serious health concern, please consult your doctor and/or qualified health practitioner. A healthy new year starts at Holly Hill Health Foods. Enjoy savings on selected bestsellers that protect against the cold and flu season. For example, taking one dose of Guna Homeopathy Complex per week helps build immunity and protects your body from the symptoms of the common cold and flu virus. Other preventative helpers and immune boosters include echinacea, elderberry, zinc, mushrooms, and probiotics at savings up to 70% off. During your visit, ask about our large selection of CBD products. Most are third-party tested for purity, and you can sample our new Holly Hill brand CBD products that may help with stress, sleep, inflammation, and pain. Meet our professional staff. At Holly Hill, we offer blood tests, free consultations, body composition analysis, blood pressure testing, cytoscans, hair analysis, and much more. Happy New Year from all of us at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Online, hollyhillvitamins.com. All discounts are off MSRP.